This is Wade Rasky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Trump's budget wants USA to be Kansas. Meanwhile, reality calls. The devil's in the details, not on Saturday Night Live, and his footprints are becoming clearer as the top notes become louder on the Trump administration's true plans for the country, as revealed by their more detailed budget proposal. Tremendous cuts are being proposed for entitlements, some $800 billion over 10 years in Medicaid, because, hey, they have to take money from poor Americans in order to propose huge tax cuts to richer Americans and cut down taxes for corporations now enjoying record profits. Food stamps, which are called SNAP, will now have forced work requirements. States will be given more flexibility to lard on other impediments to receiving actual benefits and making the process of accessing benefits even more draconian. Hardest hit may be people on SSI disability payments. Trump promised not to cut Medicare or Social Security, but SSI, for some reason, seems like fair game to them, even though these payments are lifelines for many. Early rough estimates are that 10 million poor people will be hammered by the budget if it actually emerges in this form. What's the rationale? Well, if corporations and the rich are given carte blanche, then supposedly jobs will be created and that will solve everything. Where have we recently heard that? Yes, Kansas, which is on most lists in the U.S. of what counts as a failed state. Former Senator Brownback became governor of Kansas several years ago, and with a whopping red state legislature, cut state taxes to the bone with the same rationale. Jobs were going to grow in like wheat in Kansas, and the volume of new jobs and business would replace the lost revenue. I can only wish that President Trump and his people had looked at how this had worked out in Kansas. State revenue plummeted. Cutbacks to public education forced one court action after another, with the state legislature now under court order by the Kansas Supreme Court to come up with the money to fund the schools under constitutional mandate or face the consequences. People are being hurt in Kansas and the economy is a wreck, but message to the men from Mars, there is a political backlash. Some legislators who touted the plan have been defeated. Even Republicans are wary of Brownback's proposals, and the rare Democrats in the state of Kansas are in resurgence. There are lessons that couldn't be learned in Kansas that if anyone at the White House had bothered to investigate. But there are also lessons that could be learned everywhere, if the president and his people actually talk to people in the neighborhoods. Yesterday, our Home Savers campaign team was again on the doors in Detroit. We were focusing on Vision Property Management, and the visits were grim. A Latino family had bought a Vision rent-to-own next door to where they live for their mother to live in. They were now coming to a decision point on the agreement, where they had to either make a $15,000 balloon payment, sign another long-term extension of their agreement, or walk away. They were unsure where to go next. Another family had successfully negotiated a change with Vision from rent to own to a land contract. But then the roof had collapsed on them within months after they signed, and they were also uncertain. Other families had no clue what was in their agreements. These are all working families with jobs trying to find affordable housing and often depending on SSI, food stamps, subsidized school lunches, and expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Why are their lives not as valuable as the rich? Why can't they get a break? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.